Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Will not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. We had him on last week. We're going to talk about you, the armed citizen, walking around doing your thing when all of a sudden you are presented with the active shooter scenario. We're going to talk about that coming up next hour. Right now for you, though, here are four myths that bad guys believe that you shouldn't believe when it comes to what you're carrying as your concealed carry weapon. Myth number one is that you can't shoot accurately with a, and you can fill in the blank, whatever kind of pistol you're carrying. Normally, you would hear that sort of argument with about subcompacts and pistols and revolvers with long, heavy triggers or pistols that have a long double action for the first round, a single action thereafter. The fact of the matter is that all of these make firing fast and accurate groups more difficult, but it's not a good excuse for poor performance. If you have a subcompact pistol or revolver that shoots a large group, put it in a gun vise and shoot a few rounds with it at 10 to 15 feet. And then you can see how precise and accurate it really is. The gun vise will take a couple of variables, a couple of loose variables out of the way. 9 times out of 10, if you practice good fundamentals when it comes to pulling the trigger on a gun, somebody can give you a gun and tell you that it's all over the place and you can put 5 rounds in a 1-inch group. Just for having good fundamentals. Now, once you can do that, once you've developed those fundamentals and everything, you can perform with any pistol or revolver out there, no matter what the myth may have you believe. Myth number two, it is better to practice spreading your shots rather than shooting 1-inch holes or 1-hole groups. The logic here is that you're practicing on a paper target. You should try to spread out your shots so that you'll do more damage to more organs and hopefully stop your attacker faster. I believe the exact opposite. When I was in the martial arts, we always stretched to a degree to where we could kick as young people. Our kicks went extremely high and in some cases went higher than the people we were going to fight. And that was because if you can extend to that kind of height and everything else, extending to normal height is going to be much easier. So when you're practicing, if you're practicing to be Captain Accuracy, well, then you're going to become Captain Accuracy. When you're trying to work that 1-inch group, that dime size group, you know, you can progressively add speed and motion and or stress. There's some reasons why you would want to do that. Keep in mind that shooting a one-hole group is a litmus test. The faster you can do it, the more solid your mechanical vision and mental skills are for shooting. The slower you have to go, or if you can't do it at all, that indicates that you have some low-hanging fruit for improvement. There is a website that you can check out to work on that. That's called oneholechallenge.com. The number one, holechallenge.com. That'll give you more info on that particular thing. Second, when you know you can shoot one-hole groups, you have earned I mean, what you've earned is a lot of confidence. It increases. When your earned confidence is high, you stay calmer. When you stay calmer and remain more in control of an extreme stress situation, you're going to dump less adrenaline. You're going to have a lower heart rate. You'll be able to suppress your fight or flight impulse that is just running through you. Third, let's look at what trying to spread your shots, how that increases damage myth. A pistol is not a carbine or a rifle. A pistol is a relatively pathetic tool for stopping lethal threats in a timely manner. Normally takes multiple well-placed shots to stop the threat from a determined attacker who is at very close range. A determined attacker would be one that doesn't turn to run at the sight of a muzzle blast, regardless of what it does. So, work the one whole group. Don't worry about what anybody else says. Myth three. All fine motor skills will fail under stress. I like that argument a lot. There are ways that you can work that, though. All things fail under stress, including fine motor skills. But if you look out there, you'll find all kinds of people that have been in just absolutely desperate combat that their fine motor skills did not fail them. And when you look at that, then you begin to believe that there may be some fallacy to it. Fine motor skills are not going to fail under stress. It's going to be the people behind them that's going to fail. And people can train and inoculate themselves to stress to the point where they can respond calmly and precisely in situations where others default to gross motor skills or freeze. It sounds a little tricky or fuzzy, but I mean, there's things you can do. Myth number four. This is the big one. You fall down and stop fighting or die when you get shot. At the beginning of the global war on terror, the people were getting shot with non-immediate life-threatening wounds, and they didn't realize they were shot. And they kept on fighting, and then somehow or other they would see that they had been shot, and then they would fall on the ground screaming like, you know, what they'd seen on television. Sometimes they even died. When you play paintball and you get hit, you know, you raise your gun, you yell, "I'm hit," or "I'm out," and you stop fighting. That's the same with airsoft, same with most wax or simulation training. It's not reality. Fact of the matter is, there is a 90% chance that you will survive a single gunshot wound, and that's without body armor. So keep fighting if you get hit and finish the fight. That's the thing. That's the thing. You got to keep fighting and finish that fight. Never lay down. Never. Never give that up. I would love to know where the author of that little ditty found out that this is what the bad guys think. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by David Kodria, and we're going to talk about a few things. Among others, we're going to talk about B. Todd Jones, who resigned Friday from the ATF. He stepped down from the director of ATF. He was on that. When I was calling to ask him to be on the show this coming Tuesday, he was already on that. He knew about it before it happened. That's how well wired up he is. But we're going to talk about this when we get back from the break. One thing that I want, before we go to that, though, do we want, just for the fun of it, to do Make a Better John Wick? I can get some stuff to give away if we get some people to enter. But this would mean that you would actually have to get out there and, you know, put on a sport coat. You need a full-sized primary sidearm. You need a smaller secondary sidearm, and you need some sort of a long gun, because that's what John Wick carries. You need to be wearing it with a sport coat or something. If you've got a nice car to pose beside, well, John Wick likes his cars. And Brill Cream. Brill Cream. You need Brill Cream. Yeah. And I can get some stuff for you that John Wick doesn't have. He doesn't have his own first aid kit from Dark Angel, which he could have used in parts of John Wick. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. B. Todd Jones, he, 9 days after he didn't get shot down. I mean, it's unconstitutional what he's going to try to do. 9 days after the M855 ammunition ban blows up in his face, he's quitting. Nine days after the Second Amendment Foundation called on him to resign, he's quitting as well. I don't know which one it is, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure it is the Gun Rights Organization. Jones will be stepping away from the office forever on the 31st of March. And he was confirmed in 2013, but he'd been in charge of the ATF since 2011. Now, the ATF, when they decided to go after the M855, they put out there, first of all, that they'd received 80,000 responses. My understanding is that they have received up to 300,000 responses on that one. None of them good. I keep... One of the things out there, though, is it wasn't the Second Amendment Foundation, I'm sorry. It was the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which is part of the Second Amendment Foundation. Has the same chairman, Alan Gottlieb. And he said, when he found out that B. Todd Jones was retiring or getting out of it, that he hoped that the ATF would take this moment to take this chance to clean up their act. He also said, however, based on their past behavior, I still don't have confidence that they will now suddenly improve their performance. That remains to be seen as to what's going to happen. Congress needs to run some serious oversight on something. We'll talk about that in a minute. let's see. We got a call coming in. Well, wait, there we go. We're going to Glenn in Philadelphia, who wants to talk about ammo availability. Yes, sir.
Yes, hi, Bill. Actually, first, I've been dying to know, how many frogs are actually in a tube of frog lube, and will it make my gun work better underwater?
Yes, it will. And the frogs that are imported, all of that part of the formula is a very closely guarded secret.
I'll never know how many frogs are actually in there. All right.
No, but it's enough to make it water. I mean, one of their early promo pieces was a pistol lubed up in frog lube in a fountain.
Oh, okay.
So it does make them water retardant to a degree. Now, I don't know how long you want to leave it in there anyway, but what else you got?
Well, you know, you talk about the ammo ban backfiring, and that's good news, of course, and I have to say that this is probably one of the few areas where actual grassroots, you know, reaction and, you know, rebellion and being vociferous actually works to change what politicians do. There are a lot of areas where they don't really care if they raise a ruckus. They're just going to press them and do what they do anyway. But it does seem like with some of these issues, it's helping. What's concerning me is they're no more. They've gotten rid of all apparently gotten rid of all lead smelting in the U.S. And I'm thinking, well, even the military needs lead to make bullets, even if they're putting BU on them.
You need not be worried about that.
Oh, really? Okay. Where does the lead come from?
It comes from recycled automobile batteries.
Mm. And there's a theoretically infinite supply of that, I guess.
And, well, it's as long as we have automobiles. The other thing is that the smelters, the last smelter that was here, the Herculaneum one that they just closed down, that lead was primarily used for medical applications. So...
Okay.
They have to import that now, and you cannot purify the lead coming from an auto battery enough for a medical application.
Well, right, and the okay, but even lead for auto batteries has to come from somewhere. And so, pray tell, whence cometh this lead? Who were we buying it from?
Have no idea.
And is there any chance we could go be on a bad war footing with them? You know, if you're buying your lead for your bullets from somebody you're trying to go to war with, that can really put a crimp in your effort, you know?
It could. And, you know, I don't know where lead falls in the whole rare earth metal thing.
That's not rare at all, yeah.
I know that some countries are trying to lock all those things up, but...
Well, I don't think it's rare. You know, it's not like that, but it's the toxicity issues, which is one of the excuses there. But, I mean, it's like, they seem to be hell-bent on making us dependent on, you know, foreign countries for everything, and at some point that's going to bite you in the butt. Because, you know, like buying, you know, getting, like, the computer chips for your F-22s, you know, from a country that you might be going to war with?
From Croatia.
Yeah. Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, that was it. Just availability stuff was, you know, when I was wondering. It's like
The ammo, now the 5.56223, I know that sort of disappeared a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they have pallets of that shipping out. I know one place has got 3 pallets of it coming right now. And they ordered that in the anticipation that the band noise would keep on going, which I think is pretty funny. But, you know.
Well, which is like, it's likely advantageous to have some guns of less popular calibers for you know, like, you know, 22 mag or 32 or, you know, stuff like this. You know, so it's like, oh, there's been a run. Nobody can get 22 the wrong rifle, or 9, or 40, or 45. It's like, oh, yeah, but they still had a few boxes of 32 over at the shop, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes. Well, I mean, they actually want to try to ban all center fire stuff, and some rim fire.
Oh, yeah, it's just on the handgun.
So it's just all of it. They just want to ban it all. So.
Yes, you can have your gun and use it as a club, but you can't have anything to shoot from it. All right.
Exactly right. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, that was that whole ammo ban thing. I mean, I know what my preferred FFL. He had 7,000 rounds in steel cased 5.56 or 223, whichever they had designated it, and that got gone in 2 days at 500 rounds a case, 500 rounds a half case, whatever. Oh, because the noise they made, I never react to the noise simply because I know it's always temporary. But B-Todd is on his way out. There are those that are going to say, well, you know, it would have been better to have the devil we knew. We've got Obama, and we're going to talk about Obama. We're going to talk about what Obama's done to the country. I'm going to get a little more broad because I used to be a member of an organization that I never thought would become what it is today. I used to be a member of the U.S. military, and it pains me to look at it today, and I'm just going to vent just because you're here and I'm here, and I want to let it go. And I'd be interested to see what you guys have to say about what I've got to say. In any event, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cues.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, let me just say this first. We may as well look at the Pentagon and look at our military, and we need to be looking at the top, from the top down. Not at the common soldier, because the common soldier is that's a different level. When you're talking administratively, I'm just talking administratively about the military. And right now, the military needs to just quit. They just need to quit. There's a lot of problems in the American military today. First thing is that we don't have a president that is interested in defending the nation. That is a big problem. The anointed, it's her turn, won, Hillary Clinton. She couldn't care less either. It would be nice to think about Republican presidents. I guess there's a chance there could be one. But if you look at the Electoral College a little bit, and I have, and that's a whole other story another day. It's daunting. It's daunting because the Electoral College is set up a certain way. And we allow it to be that way because we keep saying to these folks that are like us in California and New Jersey and New York State and all these other places, we understand why you can't move out. But that is a self-defeating, purpose in the long run. Pumping more money into the Pentagon, lifting the sequester caps and pumping in more money isn't going to solve any problems at all. Money is not going to solve the issue this time. One, because they've got money. The United States military has lots of money. And we're doing stupid things with it. We're doing very stupid things with it. I'll give you an example. If I could have been an ace pilot, fly jockey, I would have flown the A-10, the ugliest plane in the inventory, the A-10 Warthog. You know, I don't know how much those things cost. They're wanting to replace it with the F-35. Now, the A-10 still gets the job done. It's a very low-flying jet, very good for ground support. It's got a gun on the front of it that, you know, it just plows the earth up in front of it. And they're wanting to scrap that for the F-35, which costs upwards of $1 billion a plane. How are we going to field a squadron of $1 billion worth of plane? And they don't work. There are $1 billion worth of plane that don't work. It does have vertical takeoff capability, but it don't work. Which the A-10 does not have vertical takeoff capability, but it's never needed it. There's no point right now today in us trying to rebuild anything in the U.S. military as long as we got two things going on. As long as we have a president who doesn't care, and as long as the Pentagon has become a feeding trough. We need to get a president who understands the nature of our enemies and who's going to side with us and our allies against them, which we do not have. And you need to understand that liberals do not want America to be a superpower. They want us neutered. The decline of our military isn't an accident. It is a goal. How are we going to get a revitalized military out of a president, or later maybe out of an ex-secretary of state who won't take the mullahs in Tehran at their word about strapping a nuke onto the top of an ICBM and popping it off over our East Coast to, you know, usher in the return of the Mahdi? Like him or not, and believe me, I didn't like George Bush. George Bush Jr., I didn't like him at all. He was not a conservative, but we were strategically stronger when he was president. This is not an opinion of mine. This is an empirical fact. We were a force to be reckoned with. Right now, Iran is getting ready to bake a hot rock. They're about to have themselves a nuke. Right now, Putin laughs at us, even though he vanishes, but he laughs when he's around. Right now, you've got President Obama running around bragging about snatching defeat from the jaws of victory in Iraq and Afghanistan. With Obama, it is not ever going to be mission accomplished. It's going to be accomplishments undone. But we do, you know, Burma is a little slightly less totalitarian, so there's that going for us. Barack Hussein Obama is never going to change course. Neither is Hillary Clinton. Our Navy has, you know, it's shriveled to half the size it should be. Our Air Force is barely flying. Our Army is dwindling. We used to be, when I was in the military in the 1980s, we had something called the Airland Battle Doctrine. The Airland Battle Doctrine dictated to us that we would be able to fight and hold two wars on two different fronts. We can't beat up a bunch of banditos driving around in Toyota pickups with guns mounted in the bed now. We're not going after the new weapon systems we need, like the Ohio-class submarine that everybody talks about. That's never going to happen under Barack Obama. It's never going to happen under the next president, if it's Hillary Clinton. Liberals' number one priority is not defending the country. It's passing out the free stuff to the losers and the non-producers, so that they can keep, you know, give them the Obama phone so they can keep getting reelected and keep having the cool job. When they sequestered, they slashed military spending, and along that went discretionary spending. Now they're trying to lift all of that. They want to continue to spend. You just heard about spending. You're going to continue to hear about spending. And don't look to the GOP to do anything about it. And have you got any faith in the GOP that they're going to talk Obama into some sort of fiscal deal? We can throw away all the fiscal sanity. What little we've tried to win, we can throw that away. We can forget about the GOP being a party of strong defense. We don't have anybody up there right now that's willing to actually say what needs to be said. Any new money that is thrown at the problem is going to disappear down the Pentagon rat hole. The Pentagon needs to be purged. I'll give you an example. Before Petraeus was convicted of anything, he and Petraeus understands Iraq, okay? Petraeus understands Iraq. There's a lot of things about him I don't like. He does understand what he's doing on the ground in Iraq. He's struggling to save Iraq. He personally called a colonel that had retired and asked him to come out of retirement. In Dwight Eisenhower's time, a car would have been dispatched to pick this guy up and put him on a plane. This would have all happened in a matter of days. But this is the real army. Petraeus, four-star general, engaged with an enemy, requesting an individual. That took months to wind its way through the Pentagon and be approved. They need to go through there and fire every civilian employee that touched that request, and they need to demote every field grade, flag grade officer that touched it. Let's keep the A-10s, let's get rid of the dead weight, and let's get back to where we were. Because there was a reason I was in the military, and there's a reason a lot of people join the military, and that's because they want to be the biggest dog on the porch. And we're not the biggest dog on the porch anymore. Sometimes you can win a war by spending money, but you don't win wars by wasting money in peacetime. As for me, in my former military mind at this particular time, vets, I'm beside you. Active duty military personnel that aren't in charge of anything, I'm beside you. As for the rest of it, at this point, I am on my own. I'll take care of myself. And those of you that need it. You generals? Well, that's another thing altogether. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour. Coming up next hour, Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. We're going to talk about you, the armed citizen, when you are suddenly thrust into the active shooter scenario. He does a class on that. Coming from the Huffington Post, from the Office of Misinformation. We have this little ditty. There's a guy named Rob Huffman. He's a teacher, and he spent a half hour in a room cooped up in a dark room cooped up with students, shushing the kids to keep them quiet because they were in a lockdown. They were in a lockdown drill. All schools have them now. Lockdown drills are deadly because children, when the school is locked down and you have locked out, supposedly, the active shooter, you have also locked in the active shooter targets. Now, despite politicians' constant dire screamings over soundbite abstractions as seat time, or failing schools. This guy is upset that they don't ever say anything about the necessity of them having to hide. They don't have to hide. Okay? They don't have to hide. Here's the shortcoming of schools. Well, here's a long suit of schools as well. Your child, historically, is very safe in a school. 1 in 2.5 million chance of something bad happening to a child at school. That's nationally. That's spread out of a very, very wide demographic. When you get down into certain areas, like the inner city or something, those odds go up. Now, if you want to safeguard children, and think about this, would you? Think about this. When you have an armored car full of money riding around in a street, everybody in that armored car is carrying a gun. We're guarding the money with guns. We guard buildings with guns. We guard people with guns. Grown-up people. Lots of things we guard with guns. Banks. We guard banks with guns. But we don't guard children. One of the problems nowadays with resource officers in schools, the schools have started using the resource officers as disciplinarians because the teachers don't want to get in the middle of a fight. So they will call upon the school resource officer to come there with his badge and his billy club and his gun and all of his other stuff to break up the fight, to make the phone call to the parents. And I hate to tell you this, but that's not why they're there. Teachers, get a grip. When I was in school, there were no school resource officers. If a police officer, I never saw a police officer come to my school, in fact. Nothing ever happened where my resource officer had to come to my school. When I was in school, we had corporal punishment. Yeah, we did. If something happened, we got dealt with at school. There's some of you out there saying, well, you know, Bill, that was barbaric. But it worked. It sure did work. And we didn't have the kind of stuff we got now. Now, for all of you out there that think that there should not be any guns in schools, you're an idiot. There's two ways a gun can get into a school. There's us placing them there with the pure purpose of them being there as a protective self-defense measure, or they show up in the hands of somebody that wants to do horrific damage to the community, to the school, to those people in the school, to your psyche for the rest of your life. Those of you who look at the bumper stickers that say gun control is using both hands or protected by Smith & Wesson, and then you think that having them see guns is damaging to them, that it's an absurdity for them to have to see guns, where do you think you live? In what world do you think you live? Evil is present. It's rare, but it is present. Now, 1 in 2.5 million, those are pretty good odds. Those are really good odds, really, if you're going to get out there and start betting. But here's the thing. Those aren't good enough for me if I've got a child in school. That's not good enough odds for me. I'm doing some work right now with a guy in the adjoining county of where I live that wants to be the sheriff. And the sheriff of Greenville County, as far as the schools are concerned, Greenville County is a gigantic, in Columbia, South Carolina, which is the next closest in size. I think there's 5 different school districts in the same, with the same number of schools as in the one in Greenville County. There's one school district. And those schools are spread out all, and it doesn't really matter as far as the school district is concerned, because what that will do for this gentleman, if he becomes sheriff, and we'll talk to him later on as time goes on, because we're a bit away from his election right now, but this will mean he only has to deal with one school, one set of school administrators, which will be a good thing, because he's got plans. He's got plans. He wants to have a combination of armed teachers and school resource officers in place. That's a brilliant proposition. They've done studies, and that is where you're going to get your best result out there. Now, your alternatives, teachers, to this, to something like that, to getting out there and telling people, well, you know, we got to do this, and we got to do this, and we need to do this. Your alternative is to, Your alternative is to do these lockdown drills, to cower in the dark, to shush the children. That's your alternative. When you have the one gun that is allowed to operate in your area of operation, unimpeded, he can do a lot of damage. He can do a lot of shooting. A lot of shooting means a lot of damage. There's nothing you can hide behind that he cannot overcome with a massive outlay of outgoing fire. No matter how thick your door is, he can chew around that doorknob, and then he has access. This is not me wanting the Wild West. The Wild West was never the Wild West, by the way. During the time of the Wild West, the most violent place in the United States was Tammany Hall, New York. This is taking care of children who can't take care of themselves, who don't know how to take care of themselves. We're the adults. We should be doing the adult things. And it does happen. In Will Barker County, Texas, it's been happening since 2007. In Arkansas, it's happening. in Arkansas. It's already started off with at a Christian school of all places, because the director of that Christian school understood that God would help those that help themselves. They've got signs outside of their school saying, staff is armed. If you come in trying to harm the students, we will deal with you with lethal force. They're not going to have any issues. Will Barker County, Texas, not having any issues. Lots of schools in Arkansas, not going to have any issues. Idaho, think that's happening in Idaho. Think it's happening in Utah. You're going to have to get off of the touchy-feely and get down to the reality of it. And the reality is you live in a very evil world. Rarely are you going to see that evil presented in front of you. Do you want to take that stretch and bet that it doesn't happen? Are you willing to go out there? You drive to work with insurance every day. You got spare tires. You got this. You got that. All these just-in-case things, except for one. And with that one, you're making a decision that you're taking the decision out of the hands of parents. That's a problem for me. Should be a problem for you. And if you're going to get out there and you're going to moan about, you can't have it both ways. You're either going to do lockdown drills or you're going to arm. And then when you're arming, you're going to practice to kill somebody coming down the middle of the hall that whose intent is to kill you. And you need to be really good at that. Coming up next from Sage Dynamics, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.